Michael, this is a beautiful home.
Yeah, we've lived here for about 12 years, and it's too big for us now.
Really? It's pretty
Well,
big.
yeah, I mean, it's got 4 bedrooms, and it's got this big living room area and dining room area. And I've got 2 kids, and both of them are in college now, so they don't live here anymore. And so my wife and I are thinking about, moving to a smaller house.
That makes sense. Well, so where are you going to move?
Well, this area is called Walnut Creek. It's in the East Bay of San Francisco, and we want to move into an area that's in the Berkeley Hills. It's called Orinda.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
Oh, it's very nice. I mean, it's a little more inconvenient. It's not as convenient as here,
Yeah.
but it's a little more, there's more privacy and
Right.
there's more nature, more like old established trees and hills and a little quieter. And so all those things appeal to us. So we're looking. It's not easy to find the right place, but we're actually today we're going to meet a realtor and we're going to be looking at some houses that are available and see if we like any of them.
No, actually, I've been thinking about getting a house. I'm kind of getting up there in age. What is the process of buying a house? Like, how do you go about it?
Well, the first step to find a place is generally you have to work with a realtor, somebody who has access to homes that are for sale. And then you sort of look through the listings and you find ones that you like, that you can afford, and then you visit with the realtor. And say you find a house that you like there is one that we're going to visit today that we think we like, and we're going to check it out again. After we visit, we make an offer sheet. We draw an offer sheet that says how much we're willing to pay for the house. And the owner looks over the offer sheet. They never meet us directly. They meet only through
The
the
realtor.
realtors talk to each other. The buyer and the seller never actually talk to each other directly. And in this case, the house is going to have multiple offers. Many people will want this house. So they're not going to look at the offers until next week. And say 5 or 10 people bid on it, they're probably going to take the person who offers the most money for it.
Ooh,
So it's competitive.
that is a tough situation.
Yeah, so sometimes you'll find a house that you love and you can afford, but somebody outbids you. Somebody bids more for the house than you do, and you lose it. And then you have to keep looking. So it can take weeks or months
Oh, wow. Well,
to find the house you want.
sounds tough. Good luck.
Thanks a lot.